Now, you might remember when I was in St. Louis attending my son's wedding that I had assigned my able line producer, Tommy Danheiser, to take care of my lifelong plant, Bertha, who was in my office and doing quite well prior to my departure for St. Louis. Tommy, of course, said, "Of course, George, whatever it takes, I'll take care of Bertha." Well, I saw a picture of Bertha about a month ago while I was in St. Louis. She is and was near death. Thank you very much, Tommy. So Tommy, of course, is in a little bit of a pickle, if I can say, because I think his career, his job, his future all rests on what happens to Bertha. So he has been trying to nurse Bertha back to health, but the last time I heard, it wasn't going well. Anyway, Tommy has told me that while I was away, he made a call to Dr. Morgis a bit ago. So let's check in on what that was. Tom said he recorded that phone call, and then he claims later on tonight he's got a little surprise for me.
Yes, Dr. Morgis here.
Hey, Dr. Morgis?
Yes, this is he.
Hey, it's Tom, one of George Norrie's producers from Coast to Coast AM. How you doing?
Oh, of course, yeah, I know you, of course. How's things going over there?
Well, actually not so well. I'm calling because I need your help. Can you help me? Do you have a minute?
Well, I guess I do. Chopsley, turn the thing down over there. Okay, what is it, Tom?
Well, listen, Dr. Morgis, as you may or may not know, George is in St. Louis, and he's doing his shows from the cave right now, and he will be back in Los Angeles in a couple weeks. Well, in his office, he's got this plant, and the plant's name is Bertha, and he's had this plant forever. So I told him while he was gone that I would watch after this plant and water it and take care of it. Well, Dr. Morgis, I just got to be honest with you. I have so many projects going, I'm doing so much for the show that I forgot to water the thing. So I went in his office the other night, and the plant's, it's almost gone, Dr. Morgis. So I told George, and he's not too happy. So I figured, you know, I took the thing home, I put new soil in it, I watered it, nothing. So I thought, well, I'll call Dr. Morgis. You know, maybe he has some ideas. So I thought I would call you and just see if there's anything scientific or anything that you could help me out with to get this thing going.
Well, listen, I'm glad you did call me because, you know, I'm into that kind of thing. I've probably read my book, New Hope for the Dead, which is a big seller in science circles. But
well, I got to tell you, I need some help because this plant is going fast, and this has been with George forever.
Well, wait a minute. You said he named the plant Bertha?
Yes, the plant's name is Bertha.
People that name plants, they have what could be called a heartophobia, which is the fear of the loss of a plant.
I got to tell you, I could use some help. If there's anything scientifically that you can think of that would help me, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, look, we don't want this to get out. I hope you don't publicize anything like this because it could get out and hurt George a bit, you know.
Well, you know,
I don't know. I don't know anything about this, but look, I'll get on it right away. Well, look, here's what I'll do here. I've done things with cactus. I've brought everything back to the plants. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Do you have a sample of any of that plant?
You know, the only thing on it is the dead leaves.
Oh, that's just what I need. Absolutely. You have a dead leaf, wrap it into some cellophane or whatever.
Okay.
And send it in an envelope as fast as you can.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is extract some of the DNA and, of course, the plant cells and then subject it to what we call a Petri dish. And I'm going to hit it with some high radiation that'll revive all the basic atomic particles that formulate that plant. You see, it's almost like cloning it in a way.
Oh, man, that would be great. Do you think we can maybe save this?
I'll tell you what I'll do. You get that leaf to me, and I'll tell you what you're going to have to do, though. I'm going to put it into a capsule form. It'll powder down. I'll have all the ingredients and the basic elements of the plant in the capsule.
Okay.
I'm going to place it inside. Let's see. I'll put it inside an olive. I'll take the pimento out and plug it into an olive.
Okay.
And to keep it soft and wet. And then when you get it, you pull the capsule out and go to the center of the stem of the plant. Push it down about 2 inches in there. And then I want you to get an ultraviolet light.
Okay, okay, hold on. I got to write this down.
Now, if you don't have an ultraviolet light, go ahead and use a fluorescent.
I'll get one. Ultraviolet.
But here's the kicker. Now, this may sound strange to you, but you're going to have to pour in some alcohol.
Okay.
Now, I suggest you, in fact, all you really need is something like 80-proof vodka.
80-proof
vodka. About a pint.
Vodka.
And then once the pill is in there, you pour the vodka into the bottom of the plant so it's you know, solidifies this thing. And then you're going to just sit back and watch that thing under that ultraviolet lamp, okay?
Oh, man, Dr. Morgus, if you can help me out with this, I will be eternally grateful. George is not too happy right now.
Well, let me know how it works out. I like to do things for George. He's been a fan of mine for many years when he was a kid. I know George goes way back. And anyway, if this thing works out, I may write another book called New Hope for Dead Plants.
Okay, you know what I'll do? I'll FedEx that over to you overnight, and we'll get that to you, and I'll let you know as soon as something happens.
That'll be great.
Dr. Morgus, thank you so much.
Okay, say hello to George and all the guys there for me.
All righty, bye-bye.
So what Thomas told me is that he followed the instructions of Dr. Morgus. He got the pill, and he will post for all of us, including me, right at the top of the hour, on the coasttocoastam.com website, the Digicam picture of what he says is Bertha. The Digicam is up, and I have just looked at it, the picture of Bertha, and I've got to tell you, on the face of it, I am thrilled to death that Bertha looks like she's been revived by Dr. Morgus's new experimental pill. But like I said, I've known Morgus and his history for years, and every experiment he's touched has failed. Everything. I think he and Tommy have conspired to try to pull the wool over my eyes. There's something very wrong here. I will eventually get to the bottom of it. I think this is a cruel trick that they're playing on me. This is very disturbing for me to report that I asked Tom if he would bring Bertha back to my office during the break, because I was pretty excited about this. I think of all the experiments Dr. Morgus has done, one appears that it finally succeeded. And Tom refused and said that he had to get more calls. He said he talked to me after the show. And they don't do that. The folks that I work with, you know, if I ask for something, they are there. This is the most responsive team I've ever seen. Tommy acted very weird. He went running back to his little room that he takes calls in and didn't even come out, and immediately went to the phone as if he was calling somebody. I found the plant that he took the picture of in a closet, and it is a silk plant. I'm very, very disturbed about all this. And I will get to the bottom of this. I will.